AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An AP survey shows Vice President Kamala Harris has the support of more than half of the delegates she'll need to win the top of the Democratic presidential ticket next month. Since President Biden announced he's out of the race, Harris's campaign says they have brought in $81 million. At the White House today, Harris praised the president.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history.
One historian is looking back on the past 2 weeks as among the three most tumultuous periods in American politics.
They call it a sucker punch.
Like a hit to the gut for the University of Virginia's Barbara Perry. Her only parallels, the early 1860s.
That was the worst time of upheaval in the United States.
With secession and civil war a century later.
I shall not seek and I will not accept the nomination of my party.
Lyndon Johnson was essentially forced out of the 1968 race.
In that case, because of his unpopularity and probably unelectability.
Then the killings of Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr.
So there was complete chaos at the convention of the Democrats.
And in another parallel,
it was in Chicago, and this year the Democrats will meet again in Chicago. I'm not sure that was a very wise decision.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
His doctor says President Biden's coronavirus symptoms have almost resolved completely. The president remained out of public view for a fifth straight day. There are calls from both parties for Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle to resign over response to the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump.
From what I've been able to discern, somewhere between 2 and 5 times there was some sort of communication about a suspicious individual.
Cheadle says she will move heaven and earth to get to the bottom of what went wrong. Stocks finished higher. This is AP News. His family says the last surviving member of the Four Tops, Duke Fakir, has died of heart failure. He was 88. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Duke Fakir once said he thought Reach Out, I'll Be There was an okay song that would make a nice album track. It was one of 2 number one songs for the Four Tops, along with I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Fakir said in a 2022 AP interview, Motown Records in the 1960s was like high school for singing.
We learned from each other. It was like a total musical academy.
The Four Tops' other hits include Bernadette, Baby I Need Your Loving, and Standing in the Shadows of Love. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Eminem's 12th studio album, The Death of Slim Shady, debuted at number 1 in the Billboard 200, unseating Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department after 12 weeks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.